Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is your boy, Mr. Parker, with another podcast. And as you can see, the consistency has gotten better. I got a lot of things I'll be focusing on. I'm trying to do this, Dre Day reviews, all those at the same time. So a lot of stuff going on. But the consistency has been better, and I've been getting a lot of feedback for the Black Lives Matters, part 1, 2, and 3. I don't have another part to those for the people that have been asking me. I said that in part 3, but I can get why y'all want another one because the story, but that's all I got. Just waking up. It's early morning for me. It's what, 7 a.m. right now? That ain't my time. I'm usually 9, 30, and 10, but yeah, so let's get into it. So this one is about how the world has pretty much been taken over by the homosexuality. And here we go again. Now we know whenever I talk about this, this is when I get the most views. I get the most takes. That's why I don't cover it a lot. Like, I know to some people that's gold. That's a gold mine to them. Like, if they know that there's a topic they can talk about, that's going to make people, you know, get the talking and get the views, then they'll keep milking that and just get all the money off of that. But me, I'm not about that. I do it because I do what God puts on my spirit. So last night I'm watching a movie, and in this movie, remind you, it's one of those, it's a kid's movie, but not like, it's like The Pacifier and like The Game Plan, I guess. I mean, it's a little step above those movies because this one is, I think it was PG-13, so. But it was just one of the movies I wanted to see that had like the old school vibes of like the adult and the kid. Sorry for the yawning. Must be spirits left in my car from the other day. Rolled a window down, giving spirits about it. Hey. But anyways, the movie was, I think it's called My Spy, or The Spy. I think it's My Spy, with Dave Bautista and the new little upcoming girl. I don't know her name, forgive me for that. But I'm watching this movie, and it was a really good movie. Like, there was swearing and stuff that I wasn't a fan of in it, and that was what hurt the movie for me. But that wasn't what stood out the most to me. What stood out the most to me is how, in a movie with a child, the child's 9 in the movie. I don't know how old she is in real life, but she's 9 in the movie. In the movie, they have a gay couple in there. And when I tell you they did the most, like as far as they made sure they expressed this gay couple, like, oh, you're gonna see homosexuality. And it's going to be big. Like, it's going to be blatant to the eye. Like, they didn't hide nothing. They didn't restrict nothing. Like, it wasn't no kissing nothing, if y'all thinking I'm talking about that. It was just the boldness they had. Like, it was a black brother, of course, and it was a white guy. And how they were speaking, how it was just so in-depth, like, how they went with this character, and they put so much behind him. He was actually, like, a main character in the movie. And I'm watching this with my kids. I'm watching this with my 2 sons. I'm watching this with my niece and my nephew. And all I'm thinking this whole time is, wow, they're really pushing the agenda for everything. Whether it be a cartoon, I got to be careful with what cartoons the kids watch. I got to be careful with what movies they watch. I train my kids so they know. When they see that stuff, they're like, it's not right because the Bible says so. And it's not right because it doesn't create new life. So my kids already know that. But the fact that when they're watching a movie and they have to cover their eyes, and it's, oh my goodness, what's that, Dad? It's really embarrassing. Like, it's, I'm watching a movie and I'm like, okay, the swearing's already enough. Like, they're saying the B word, they're saying S, they're saying, you know, the A word. Like, they're saying swears throughout the movie. But, and I don't condone that, you know what I mean? Like, no sin's greater than the other, and, you know, I don't want my kids cursing either, but they know that already. But when you see an actual gay couple in a movie that's supposed to be about a secret agent and, you know, and spying and CIA stuff, like, why are you fitting that into a movie? And I know the first thing people say, how do you know that there's not gay people in the CIA and gay people? It's nothing about that. It's about the fact of, why does that have to be expressed in a child movie? We're fitting this stuff into everything. TV, you know what I was watching the other week? I watched Family Matters. And I noticed how clean, good, and funny that show was without trying to do all that crazy stuff. All the old shows where it was wholesome, loving, comedy, whatever it might be. Now they always have to try to squeeze in this gay stuff, and it's out of control, man. They got it on candy and stuff now. Skittles got a whole candy now, like all white Skittles, which, by the way, I put on my Facebook that I'm on to y'all Skittles. Y'all got all white Skittles coming out at a time like this, with all these protests and stuff going on. Y'all got all white Skittles coming out. Come on now. Talking about we don't see no color in the rainbow, that's why we made all white Skittles. Seriously? You could have did all one color. You could have did a pack that's all yellow, a pack that's all red, a pack that's all green. Be like, we did that because, and it would have been fun, because you could have been like, inside the pack, you never know what color you're going to get, like, for all of them. So don't give me that for the Pride Month thing. Like, that's, come on, man, that's ridiculous. But just to see, like, even Stars, they got this new show with some black guy, and he's a gangster, but he got a full dress on with the bit. Like, we've gotten to the point now where it's so common that I see Christians backing down from it. Like, Christians that once would stand against it and say, have their opinion, they back down. Not because they had a change of heart or because all of a sudden God got them, like, you know, God told them, don't do that no more. They do it because they don't want to be canceled. They don't want to be pushed out. They don't want to be talked about. They don't want to be... that's why they do that. So like I said, when I'm watching these movies, I'm going to cover this more with my brother Daniel Brown, DJ Brown. We're going to cover this more. But to see that the agenda is to manipulate and control everything that's going on in this world. Like, as far as, if we say that gay is okay, you're going to say gay is okay. If we say that swearing's okay, you're going to say swearing's okay. They don't care. They don't care what the Christian has to say anymore. Everyone's past the Christian's thoughts, the Christian's idea. They're all on their own thing now. So like I said, I'm watching this and I'm like, wow. Like, I wanted to turn the movie off because I was like, they're not even, I'm just watching. I'm like, they're not even necessary. Like, they had an important thing at the end. But I'm like, they're not even necessary. I know someone's going to say, how are you going to say gay people aren't necessary? No. I'm talking about in this movie. They're just not necessary. They weren't needed. They didn't need to show that with a movie with kids watching and families watching. That's why I'm afraid to watch every movie I watch now, because there's always something hidden behind it. There's a hidden agenda. The agenda is push this homosexual stuff. Make people feel comfortable with it, so that there can be no arguments. Like, it's like, you're just gonna like it because you're gonna like it. That's ridiculous to me, man. I can't stand it. I can't stand seeing it. I was watching the movie. I said, wow, this is what they do. And games, I'm playing arguably one of the greatest games made, The Last of Us 2. They push the lesbian agenda in that game so much. They pushed the gay agenda in that game so much, it's hard for me to get through it. But I got through it. I'm about to beat it. I'm not going to not watch it because the gay person's in it. That doesn't mean... I don't support them. I don't support them. I play it. That doesn't mean I'm like, yeah, I push gay rights. I still stand on my... Okay, I'm innocent. They try to make it seem. Not for me. I don't care. That's like an actor. Someone may say, well, why are you watching? Why are you playing the game? That's like an actor that's atheist, or an actor that that's in the Scientology, like Tom Cruise. He make a movie, I go see it. Because the movie might be good. I mean, I got to really support him. It's just, I like the movie. So Last of Us, I like the game. I like the first one, and I'm really liking the second one. And when as I watch it, I'm not like, oh, man, you know, I can't play this game. I just play through it. I'm like, this is what it is, because this is the agenda. This is what they want. They want us to support that. Like, they want to change people's minds. They thought by me playing Last of Us, I was going to be like, yeah, you know what? I had a change of heart. Nah, I stand by my word. I don't support it. It's mad lesbian stuff in that joint, man. It's disturbing to me. But this is what they're trying to push on us, and everyone's just like, we gotta accept it. It's an anime, it's in everything. It's ridiculous, man. I really don't know how to deal with it no more. Now it's just literally praying and being like, God, please. Because right now it's getting worse and worse by the day. But that's all I got for this. I just wanted to say, y'all need to watch this agenda they're pushing out there. It's ridiculous, man. It's ridiculous, and it hurts seeing. And I just wanted to express that through this episode, because it's in everything, you guys. And if you're a Christian and you be feeling guilty because people make you feel guilty, don't back down. Just literally be like, nah, I stand for what I stand for, and I'm going to stick by that. Don't let no one make you feel guilty or, like you're doing something wrong, because we're doing what the Bible tells us to do. You don't have to go around hating them and saying this and that, but you can disagree with it. I don't care what anybody says. That's all I got. I just wanted to give you guys that real quick on this agenda that's going on and how it's getting pushed so hard. And that's really it, you guys. Thank you guys for listening. Your boy, Mr. Parker. Got some more podcasts coming your way. Peace.